Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's John.
Hello, John. How can I help?
You know, you talked about your good morning for men yesterday.
My new cologne.
That's correct, yeah?
Hmm. Well, if Callum Best can have one, then I can have one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can make it in the self-tan that you wish as well.
What? So you can make an aftershave? Well, it's going to be unisex kind of scent.
You want it to be like the new CK1, don't you?
Yeah.
You can make that, and you can... And you can make it self-tanning as well, like a tinted moisturiser.
I can indeed.
Well, how come this has not been done before?
Because there hasn't been the need for the smell of musty Pinot Grigio in a self-tan before.
Has there not?
That's... Not as far as I'm aware.
I don't think people have been doing their market research properly then.
No, I would agree with you, definitely.
So you can smell like me and have my tan?
I think it's a brilliant combination, isn't it?
What's your job then?
I'm a lab technician.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I trust them.
Why
are you,
not?
Are you a real person?
Of course I am.
Right. They're a bit like Frankenstein's monster, aren't they, lab technicians? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant. After yesterday's textile argument, we're now going to start on lab technicians, are we?
If you want your musty Pinot Grigio fragrance, then you just have to trust me.
Are you sure you've not been created by a chemistry teacher late at night in one of their special rooms?
No, I don't think so.
Would this be very quick to make up, then, this thing, this person?
Yeah, I've actually been making some self-tan stuff this week, so I've just got...
You've been hiding away in your little special room, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nutcase.
Do you normally make self-tan products, do you?
I make a variety of things, anything really.
Really? We should talk more often. So you think you can make good morning for men and women?
I know I can make good morning.
Wow. Right, well, where do we go from here?
Well, I've very nearly finished it. I've just got out the fragrance, so I could send it in to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sat in a room right now with, like, bubbling test tubes everywhere and stuff?
No, overflowing? I'm actually sat in my car because I didn't want anyone to know that I was stealing lots of raw materials from work.
That is amazing. Right, send it in. I'd love that.
Okay.
I cannot wait. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Raoul, the Automatic, Scott Mills on Radio 1. Right, I'm a bit worried now.
Go on.
I'm very worried, in fact, because we've told that bloke to send in a bottle of Good Morning, the new scent from Scott Mills, and he could be sending anything in.
Well, no,
and this could be an opportunity for anybody that maybe has a slight grudge against me to send stuff in. There I am, spraying myself liberally with the drummer from the Magic Numbers urine.
Yes.
It could be, they could send anything in.
Or maybe textile students would send in all of their... special juices for you to splash over yourself.
And now that I've offended the lab technicians, they'll be on as well. And they could probably do you quite a lot of damage.
Yeah. Can we... do you want to talk to him again, then, and give him some kind of password?
Code
that he could put in the envelope so we know it's the genuine one. And as you say, we're not splashing ourselves with urine.
We're going to get sent all sorts of liquids.
And yeah, this is a very good idea, apparently, according to Heidi in Lincolnshire, because... it's very good that you launch your own perfume range now, because you've been voted 85th in the top 100 hottest hunks.
What survey is this?
Hang on a minute. New Woman magazine? I've never heard of that.
Who's myself. Number one?
All of Take That.
And I'm number 85.
Number 85,
hunk.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's all right, you're in the top 100. Wow. Chris was 98, I think.
Wow. Do you know who else I've beat?
I've no idea who else
all right,
I've beat.
Check it out, please. Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott. It's Ian here.
Hello, Ian. How can I help?
Just about what you're doing to cough off with your girlfriend. Well, basically my ex.
Right.
I actually went to a tribute kind of concert thing to Michael Flatley. It wasn't even a real Michael Flatley. It was a two-hour tribute.
A two-hour Michael Flatley tribute?
Yes.
But not actually Michael Flatley?
No, it gets worse, though. Yeah. During the break, I thought I'd console myself with a couple of whiskies, and the girlfriend came out and all that, and obviously by this time I'd had enough. And basically I was slating them off, but unbeknown to me, the people who had performed in the first half were actually sat behind us.
Rubbish. You must have really liked her.
Well, I didn't cop off, did I?
Oh.
So there we go.
Waste of time.
What was the point of that? How far will your boyfriend go? Find out in 10 minutes. The editors and Just Jack after news and sport. Now, I've got an email from a girl called Juliet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she heard us talking about my mate, Ollie. The one, remember, who went to see Mary Poppins with his new girlfriend? Now, this is something that Ollie, my mate, would never, ever do. Like, ever. Because as we know, Mary Poppins is for girls, gays, old people and kids, right? Which means he must really, really like her, because he would just, he'd tell you to get lost. He wouldn't ever entertain the idea. And that kind of got us thinking about how far you can actually push it in the first few weeks and months of a relationship. Juliet?
Hello.
How long have you been seeing this bloke?
3 weeks and 4 days.
3 weeks and 4.5 days. Okay. And what's his name?
His name's Stephen.
Now, you say in your email that he's kind of decided all the stuff that you've been doing so far.
Yeah, so far he has, yeah.
Like what?
Well, we went bowling, which is lovely, and he took me to see Rocky Balboa.
Romantic. And then,
yeah, really romantic. But then he did take me to Bella Pasta for a meal as well.
Oh,
right.
But that's about it so
okay.
far.
So he's mostly decided everything that you do together?
Yeah, exactly.
And you just want to find out if it's true that blokes will do anything for someone they really like?
Definitely, I want to see how much he likes me.
Okay. This is bad. So, the plan is to see how far your boyfriend will go just to cop off with you. Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay. Right, we're going to give him a call. This is what's going to happen, okay?
Okay.
Listen carefully to this. I'm going to be able to talk to you, right?
Right.
And you'll be able to hear me all the time.
Okay.
But he won't, all right?
Right.
So make sure you don't answer me, all right? Don't talk back to me, whatever you do, otherwise he'll suspect something's going on, obviously.
Okay, just talk to him.
Just talk to him. Yeah, listen to me, but don't answer back to me, yeah?
Okay. Really hard.
It is quite hard, I know, but you'll manage it.
Okay.
Right, let's call him, and we will find out how much he really likes you. Now, we're going to ring him now. The first thing you need to do is ask him to go to the theatre with you, right?
Right, okay.
To see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, God.
Because you've heard that the musical is about to go on tour and you really want to see it, all right?
Okay.
Okay, let's call him.
All right.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, of course, another musical for girls, gays, old people and kids.
Hello?
Hello, babe, it's me.
Are you all right?
Hello, I'm good. Listen, I just had to ring really quickly because I've just seen... feel free to say no, but you know Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
It's on tour in the theatre. Will you come with me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I've wanted to go for ages, and I've just seen the ticket, so can I book them?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
No problem. You all right, anyway?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? You had a good day?
Yeah, busy.
Oh, man, me too. I've had a horrible day. But this is making me much excited for the afternoon, so I can book Chitty Chitty Bang Bang tickets.
Tell him you've bought him a present today.
I bought you a present today.
Bought me a present?
Yep.
I don't know whether to keep it as a surprise.
I don't know whether to, like, keep it as a surprise or not.
I hate surprises. Tell me now.
No.
Trousers. You bought him some trousers.
Okay. If you do really want to know.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, I bought you some trousers.
Dungarees.
Dungarees? Yeah. Have you got any already?
I think he'll look great in them.
I think he'll look really good in them. I really, really, really fancy men in dungarees.
I'll try them on for you, definitely.
Ask him if he'll wear the dungarees to go and see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Will you wear them when we go to the theatre to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for me?
Are you joking?
No, of course I'm not. I just think it'd be really cool.
They're really nice.
They're really nice, I promise. I wouldn't make you look silly.
Alright, I'll trust you.
Yeah, I do. That feels good. We'll look like the smartest couple now.
Okay, let's see how far we can push him.
Tell him
you don't want him to see his best friend Martin anymore.
I've got something you know Martin?
Yeah.
Do you think you should be seeing so much of him? I really, really... don't like him. I don't think you should see him anymore.
What's wrong with mine?
He's a bit of an idiot. Come on, he's not exactly...
He's my best mate, yeah?
Well, no, but you don't need your best mate now, though. You've got me.
I just want to hang out with my mate.
You don't want him to see him again?
I don't want you to see him again. I really, really feel strongly about it. I don't like him at all.
Why? Has he done something?
No, he's just...
It's just annoying, really, you don't like him.
He's really annoying, I just don't like him.
Look, I mean, you don't have to hang around when I'm hanging around with
him. You don't want him to see him again, ever.
I don't want you to see him again, ever, though. Even when I'm not there. Because if I know you've seen him, then I'll just feel rubbish again.
Listen, I've got to get back into work. Can I give you a call?
Well, this is quite important, though.
Can I give you a call later?
Okay, but don't see Martin, whatever later. You do. Don't see Martin, whatever you do. Just give me a call back and we'll talk it over.
Alright, okay.
To you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I can't believe that. You know, for the record, I actually love Martin.
So you know he thinks you're a complete psycho now.
I know, you better tell him that I'm not.
It's alright. He almost gave up Martin for you, and he's going to wear dungarees at Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, bless him. We have to tell him. I love Martin. Sorry, Martin.
I think it's fair to say he likes you quite a lot.
Oh, good. I'm very, very pleased. That was great.
Job done. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
I'm looking through this this survey.
Where is this survey?
It's in the Sun actually today. 100 hottest hunks, and but it's being carried out by what was it? New Woman magazine.
Okay.
Now
I'm not going to hear the last of this, am I? For quite some time.
No, you're not. You're number 85, which I think you should be proud of. Really.
Thank you.
And it gets very. The list is kind of very. As you would expect, until you get to about number 70, and it's the
who's in the top of the list. Then?
Right, we'll take that at number one, which all right is a bit weird, I suppose. Daniel Craig at 2,
yep.
Which I don't think you'd argue you with in those trunks. Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, Jake Gyllenhaal, George Clooney, Brad
all
Pitt,
the usual all suspects, the,
Matt Willis, all the usual,
Matt Willis,
all the usual ones. Until you get to sort of 70 to 100 is where the fun starts for me, really. So you've beaten, which I think you should be proud of, Richard Madeley, Bob Geldof, The Hoff, David Cameron.
Hotter than David Cameron.
Moyles, who's 98, Gordon Brown at 97, and you're just ahead of Sacha Baron Cohen, who was number 86. Okay?
So I'm next to Borat.
You're next to Borat. What amuses me, though, is that you've been beaten by, at number 79, Mika, 81, David Walliams, 82... Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry Potter.
Potter.
Me and my Harry Potter.
He's Harry Potter's hotter than me.
Harry Potter's hotter than you. And at number 78, Zane Lowe.
A recount.
Harry Potter's fitter than
step
you.
One. Oh, you've not had such a laugh for a long time, have you?
No, I'm finding it very amusing. Other names keep cropping up every now and then. Gordon Ramsay, number 56. Paul Bettany, who is the albino monk in The Da Vinci Code, 52.
No way. What number is he?
He's number 52. Luke from The Kooks, number 16.
Luke Pritchard, number 16.
Yeah.
Right. Who did they ask? Do you know?
I have no
Lots
idea.
Lots of new women.
Lots of new women. With
right. Any other...
I don't
see myself as a hunk. Let's be honest. But
oh, you're very.
The
good
albino
you're very,
monk.
You're a very good looking man. Don't put yourself down. Mm. Yeah, I can't really see any more at the moment. To be honest, I find it all demeaning. It's treating men like pieces of meat.
I agree. Thought the world had moved on from that kind of thing.
Me too.
However, David Walliams. Now, there's a slight jealousy problem with this.
Right.
Laura's going to explain.
Okay.
So, you know, Laura's always had a little bit of a thing for Danny off of McFly.
Yeah.
Right? Now, obviously, Laura is in a committed and long-term relationship now with James, who won her in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem, then?
Well...
Yes?
James is away at the moment, and he's a bit worried that I'm maybe going to be hanging out with McFly a little bit too much.
Okay, where is James? Where has he gone?
He's gone to Manchester on a conference.
Okay. And he's a little worried that you might try and cop off with Danny off of McFly while you're away. And maybe let's say that we were staying in the secret location this evening, and McFly were going to be there as well. And obviously James is could not, be miles away, could there. Be not far away, not there, in Manchester, and he's a little bit concerned.
Yeah. You know, while the cat's away.
Yeah. And has he got any reason to be worried about this?
I don't know.
Can you... don't. You're
that
such
isn't
a cow.
Helping it, is it?
You are such
poor
a cow.
Lad.
Because you're just like, maybe not.
I can't say no.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Why can't you say no?
Why can't you say no?
Because then if something were to happen with Danny, then...
Oh, my God.
Then you would.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, so if he offered, you would.
He's on my list. We've talked about this before. And James says we're not allowed lists, but we blatantly are.
But you still have a list.
Well, you've got to keep your options open. If Danny was to come
imagine
over...
Imagine if he's listening to this right now.
You've just made it so much worse.
Hello, James.
Oh, my God. Radio 1. You really have made it 100 million times worse.
If I was him, I'd make a list quickly and put girls at that conference on it.
So would I.